This is Ted Kennedy. A new report by the National Commission on Drug-Free Schools calls for sweeping reforms to end flagrant abuses in cigarette and alcohol advertising. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the National Commission on Drug-Free Schools released a hard-hitting report the other day condemning the beer and tobacco industries for targeting advertising on school-aged Americans. The industries supposedly have voluntary codes against targeting the young, but these codes are being flagrantly violated by beer and cigarette ads designed to attract and hook new customers. Industry apologists claim with a straight face that their advertising isn't meant to encourage teenagers to start smoking and drinking. They say they're only trying to persuade their existing customers to change brands. Hogwash, Al. The commission called on Congress to stop these abuses and start getting a strong anti-smoking, anti-drinking message to young Americans. I'm all for it, Al. How about you?
Ted, kids are smarter than we think. The younger generation has figured out that not smoking or drinking is a whole lot cooler than pickling their brains or coughing up a lung. Give kids a little credit for being cynical about the commercials that are always trying to manipulate their emotions. Instead of suggesting Congress should now step in with its version of mind control, have a little faith and a little patience. You were the very first guy to start moaning about how dull-witted flag burners have the constitutional protection of free speech. How can you then say beer and tobacco commercials shouldn't have the same right? Isn't that free speech? Ted, the year after all cigarette commercials were banned from television, tobacco companies reported record sales. Since then, people have learned that the real way to discourage smoking is through scientific fact and, yes, ridicule. And personal example, something that you could do yourself. Still puffing that old cheroot? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the passage of the new clean air legislation that will help America breathe more easily. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.